Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics. You may be unaware that the state of Arkansas has been doing something pretty unique for a full decade. The Arkansas Research Alliance is a nonprofit that ties together the state's five research institutions: ASU, UAMS, UAPB, UALR, and the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. Tech executive Jerry Adams has headed up the group for its 10-year life. Why is the Arkansas Research Alliance important to the state's economy? How has its mission changed? And what happens next? We explore.
The Arkansas Research Alliance is focused on elevating university research as an economic impact, and we feel very fortunate. We've got a wonderful, strong board. As I mentioned, three of our board members have been there from the beginning: Tommy May, Bob Choptaw, and Eddie Drilling. And it's really worked out better than I thought it would.
Yeah. You had a vision originally for what it would be, and it's morphed into something a little different. Tell me how it's changed.
Well, you know, it was modeled after a very successful program in Georgia called the Georgia Research Alliance, which does much more work than we do. But originally, I thought I would be sitting in the tech licensing offices of these five research universities watching intellectual property go across. And it really has turned out that we're probably much more focused on talent, recruitment, recognition, and retention than we are in terms of the IP developed.
But you are getting some of the IP
absolutely. These wonderful innovators really do develop great ideas and so on. But actually, there are other people, Startup Junkie and others, that are really working on the commercialization aspect of it.
Give me, and give viewers and listeners, just pick one or two. I know you can't pick all your favorite children here, or a favorite child, but pick one or two of the researchers that are doing something that's, you know, kind of, you know, gee whiz, I had no idea.
There's a number of them. Arhelia Lawrence at Arkansas State University is really focused on really areas of global warming and really looking at rice. Rice obviously is large in Arkansas, but she's looking at phenotyping, or what are the real phenotypes that will flower in more heat at night. And also Alex Beerus over at University of Arkansas at Little Rock is doing some extraordinary work in terms of growing bone extensions. He's doing work with DOD and DARPA, and also doing some strategic work with UAMS researcher Mark Smeltzer, who's also an ARA fellow. So there's a lot of collaboration. There's a lot of unique innovation going on in our state in the universities.
And so how does that translate into eventually companies, jobs, intellectual property?
Well, it does. It's almost a direct line. I think what you'll find is intellectual property coming out of universities has the potential of being much more prolific as a company and so on. So, but it takes a little bit longer, especially out of med schools. But Alan Mantooth, who is an ARA fellow up at Fayetteville, is focused on power electronics, and he's doing some extraordinary work. He's the president of IEEE, which is an international organization, and working with power electronics, trying to light up, I think, a billion citizens, heavily in Africa and Asia, but he's working on this terrific project.
It's interesting stuff there. Is this the formula? You talked about what you had a vision for and what you were patterning after and what it's kind of evolved into. Is this where it needs to stay now, or do you think that there is a way to ramp it up and evolve it even further?
Well, I think there is. One of the things that wasn't on our drawing board when we started was our relationship with FDA's research lab, the National Center for Toxicological Research. And through Governor Beebe's leadership, there was an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, that was developed with Margaret Hamburg, who was the commissioner of FDA. And we came in behind that and really have been managing that MOU since 2011. And the relationship with NCTR has really crept in as almost our sixth research university in Arkansas. And we've identified three ARA fellows at NCTR, and they're part of the academy. And the other thing that I think was not on the drawing board is the academy. We have taken our scholars and fellows and created an ARA Academy, which I think is really going to be how we're going to be identified going forward. There are 24 in the Academy. We've had our second meeting last October. Our third is scheduled for an overnight at the Rockefeller Institute up on Pettigene in October. And we've got a world-class mentor coming in, Mark Kroll, who's coming in from the Research Triangle, is going to facilitate that meeting. So
what will come of the Academy? What will come out of the Academy?
Well, it's really to be determined. We went through a process called give and get this last session, and what could they offer and what do they need? And that looks like a very intentional process of elevating collaboration. So we've got a number of collaborators coming out of that. So the potential is what we've got to mine.
I think one question that people will not fully comprehend, and it may have evolved since you and I even last talked, where does the funding for all this come from? These folks are high dollar, they're doing high dollar research, and you're bringing in some of the most astute minds in the world on this, and they don't come cheap.
So they don't come cheap, and actually we just lost one to the University of Florida, a superstar.
Gators.
But in reality, it comes from a number of places. Both Governor Beebe and Governor Hutchinson have been very aware of the Arkansas Research Alliance and very supportive. So a lot of the programming effort that we've done with scholars and fellows has been state funding. But really, the federal funding is where the big enchilada comes from. And part of that is it's gotten tighter. There's less of it. But it also requires more preparation. So part of what we're doing right now is looking. We're in the process of looking for a grant for private funds to help facilitate a longer planning cycle so they can reach higher in the federal grant cycle.
That's Jerry Adams, CEO of the Arkansas Research Alliance. You can catch his full interview at our website at talkbusiness.net. That website will also keep you up to speed on all of your state and regional news in Arkansas. Be sure to check it out. Well, that's all for this edition of Talk Business and Politics. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.
Talk Business and Politics is sponsored by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.